The fourth glorious mystery, the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, body and soul into heaven. And what greater way to remember and celebrate the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary than to be at Mass, but also to say one of the greatest prayers that we have at our disposal, the Holy Rosary. And so when we reflect on the life of Jesus through the eyes of Mary, we do that through the Rosary. And we remember at Fatima in 1917 that the Blessed Mother asked that every one of us pray the Rosary every day, if for nothing else, and certainly peace in our families, but peace in the world, because we know the turmoil that's going on. But when we reflect on the Rosary itself, we reflect on the mystery and the wonder of Jesus Christ and of God the Father. And it's called a mystery because we don't fully understand all that God has said to us, all that he's done for us, all that he has revealed to us. But that makes us just go deeper into our discovery and amazement of our faith. And often as Catholics, we're asked the question, where is the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary in Scripture? Well, the bottom line, it's not in Scripture. But we hold truth to the two pillars of our faith, both Scripture and tradition. And we hear in St. Paul and 2 Thessalonians talk about holding firm to the faith that we have that has been taught by spoken word and by letter. And so he reinforces and teaches us that it's not just Scripture, but tradition that we rely on for many of our beliefs. And in fact, the word Trinity is not in the Scripture itself, but we see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in different sections of Holy Scripture. And so we have come to understand and believe that God is three persons in one. And so with the Blessed Mother, we have those beliefs. The two most important ones is she was conceived without sin, or the Immaculate Conception, which we celebrate on December 8th, and of course the Assumption, which we celebrate today. And so in the first reading, we reflect on the woman clothed with the sun under the moon. Her feet were under the moon and the 12 stars on her head. And we also know that Jesus gave the Blessed Mother to St. John to care for at the foot of the cross. And so who better than anyone else knows what the life of Mary was like but St. John? He wrote the Gospels, he wrote the letters, and he also wrote Revelation. So when he talks about that woman, he's very clearly talking about the Blessed Mother. He also can be talking about the one holy Catholic Church, but I think he intends for us to reflect on the life of Mary herself and how we incorporate Mary into our daily life, into our prayer life, as we journey with our Lord. And she accompanies Jesus every step of the way. And so John wants us to know who Mary is and what her role in Scripture is as well. When we return to the Gospel, we see a little different theme going on. It doesn't talk about the Assumption of the Blessed Mother, but it does talk about her role in being the Mother of God. And we see the parallel between the Old Testament and the New Testament in this reading. And so when we go back to Old Testament readings and King David, we find out that the most precious item, most sacred item in the Israel faith was the Ark of the Covenant. And so before David's time, the Ark was stolen from the Israelite people. And so David went to recover the Ark, and he went to the same hillside to get the Ark as Mary did to visit her cousin Elizabeth. And then we see that when David arrived and saw the Ark for the first time, he danced in front of the Ark. He was so joyful and happy. And we also hear in today's reading that John the Baptist leaped for joy and probably danced also in Mary's womb when he realized Christ was in his presence. And then the third thing that we also connect with Old Testament is David stayed for 3 months before he brought the Ark back to Jerusalem, and Mary stayed 3 months to help her cousin Elizabeth. So when we look at Scripture and we go deeper into Scripture, we make those connections so that our understanding of Scripture becomes deeper and we have a greater love for what we hear in Scripture itself. And we make those connections, it certainly makes more sense. But we also look to the teachings of the Church and the Catechism of the Catholic Church, in section 966 says this: "Finally, the Immaculate Virgin, preserved from all stain of original sin, when the course of her earthly life finished, was taken body and soul into heavenly glory and exalted by the Lord as Queen of all things, so that she might be more fully conformed to her Son, the Lord of Lords and the conqueror of sin and death. The Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is a singular participation in her Son's resurrection and the anticipation of the resurrection of other Christians." And so we have many teachings about the Blessed Mother from the Magisterium, from the teachings of the Catholic Church, and we hold these to be true. They're something that we certainly live out in our life. I would highly recommend that you read Father Tim's article in the bulletin today, because he talks more about scripture and tradition and some of the events of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It will make the gospel more real to you. And so we continue to work at in our lives to be like the Blessed Mother, to be like our Lord, so that one day we will also be next to her Son.